Don't want to step on those delicious breakbeats. Such a great theme song. My name is Brendan Gerardo, and I am joined by my father, Louis Gerardo. How's it going?
Good. Welcome to Geek Speak.
Welcome.
Again, welcome back to Geek Speak.
Yeah, I'm sitting in for Matt McBrayer, who is out exploring. And
he's out driving his Prius across the barren wasteland of Idaho.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So riveting stuff.
Having done that myself, I can tell you there's just nothing like it, man.
Oh, yeah.
That was the trip where we ended up. It was our first trip in the Prius. We had no idea just what kind of gas mileage we would get.
Oh, sure.
And we rolled out of Salt Lake City with a half a tank and just got across the Idaho border and started getting the yellow light of panic.
Man.
And
that's incredible.
And there's like nothing out there. And I'm like, well, we're going to have to try to make it another 75 miles. And a sign comes up and says, gas next exit.
Yeah.
You know, but there's like nothing to be seen. Nowhere, anywhere.
Right.
So we turn off and we follow the signs and we go 1 mile this way, 1 mile that way, another mile that way, another mile that way. And we pull into this convenience store / gas station. And I look down at the GPS and it literally has the little blue triangle, which is us. And right next to it, the label says, the middle of nowhere. I have the screenshot on my phone to this
day. I've seen it.
So, yes, yep. It's...
there's proof.
And
evidence.
And you'll have to like pick up my upcoming book to read the full story of my encounter at the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
That involves rattlesnakes, people spending too much time in the bathroom. You name it, man. It just covers all the bases, you know. So
it sounds like a riveting read.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, my book is the working title for my book is You Can't Make This Bleep Up. Okay.
Nice.
Because I seem to be a magnet for that kind of bleep.
That's true. So. You definitely do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Having sat at your side for almost 40 years now, I've seen some of that bleep.
Yeah. And you know, most of those things happened.
Right?
Nice. Yeah. Well, you're listening to Geek Speak. We take your calls. We answer your questions. And if you don't call and give us questions, then we basically talk about esoteric subject matter until your eyes glaze over and 5 o'clock rolls around. So anyway, yep. Our number is 970-963-2976. If you have a burning technical issue or need that you need some help with, we are here for you. And in the meantime, I think we've got some pretty cool content. I'm going to call it this is like the mental health version.
Yeah.
of Geek Speak.
For sure. And that's
mental health
as
it relates to technology. And for better and for worse, you know,
exactly.
Because it covers both of those bases very, very well. And you want to start with some of the stuff that you've got there, Brendan?
Yeah, sure. So when I was offered this opportunity to sit in and co-host today, I was thinking about just mental health and technology and kind of what that looks like from a few different angles, right? And all of them relate to me and my personal experience and my interests and the things that kind of move my needle. So one of the things that I was rolling over and giving some contemplation to was the ease of sharing and access to information in regards to mental health and technology. So I've always been drawn towards personal development and mental health topics and subjects. And I consider myself a bit of a deep thinker and relatively introspective in that mm-hmm. space. And, you know, I have a handful of podcasts and, you know, different forms of media content that I look to learn and kind of study and increase that
enrich your journey.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Some enrichment tools.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice. And, you know, I think a lot about how amazing it is that I have all of that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that you have all that and that anyone can access just so much deep information in the mental health space, you know, tools, resources, all sorts of things at zero or very, very low cost.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time in history that that's really been the case.
Yeah.
And so the benefit of that is undeniable. You know, when you're looking for an answer to a problem that you're having, there are resources. You can, mm-hmm. you can open up a YouTube tab, you can find a podcast on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are the downsides to having access to all of that information? You know, what mm-hmm. do you feel like the downsides are personally?
Well, oh, looks like we got a phone call coming in.
All right.
I hope it's not somebody that needs their printer fixed. That would be a real letdown.
Let's see. Give me just a second here. Phone.
It's very technical getting the caller on the air. So. Got him.
Let's see. Caller, can you hear us? Caller.
You're on with the geeks?
It's nice to know the geeks know how to use phones.
It took me a second. I'm not going to lie.
Dude, it was totally challenging.
Yeah, take a guess who this is.
This is Craig and Rifle.
Yes, it is. And Louie, I had a wonderful conversation with your son the other day.
Oh, did you now?
Yes. And
you're the second person this week, man. What's going on here?
Well, I meant to call on your last show about the show before when you guys were talking about Facebook and other things.
Uh-huh.
And way back when that came out, my wife, Patty, who you know very well,
uh-huh.
She was introduced to that, and when she went to Facebook at the very beginning, a thing came up that said, all these people in your email are on Facebook. Will you want to sign them all up? And she said, get out of my computer. She didn't say that exactly.
Uh-huh.
She said more things because you know her well.
Yeah, she used words that we can't say here. Yes.
Correct. So now okay. The conversation with Brandon is there have been numerous studies, reports lately, about people looking for mental or physical health, medicine, whatever, online
sure.
about things, and that a lot of it is just totally incorrect. Whoever posts something, if enough people follow it can be one of the first things that comes up. And they found that a lot of this stuff is really nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the other thing you talked about was about access, you know, things, people getting into your phones and your accounts and this and that.
Sure.
And I had written myself a note that I'm old fashioned. I don't put your accounts online. Don't put them online and don't put them in your phone. So I'm just curious what you think about that. I know you, it's multiple generations. I think mm-hmm. now you're in my generation, Louis.
Yeah.
Because I told Brendan, I'm pretty sure I was at your wedding.
Yes, yes, you did mention that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so to have this conversation about it's so nice how easy it is to get access, how easy it is to get bad information.
Absolutely.
So that's my comment.
Okay. Very
and
good.
Not that I'm old, because Louis, I can do board level replacement on computers, which I've done. So I'm just saying that it's interesting to bring this up, that there are very, very few protections, and it, you know, whoever gets the most clicks seems to be the person that knows the most, and it can be absolute nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
got
that's
it.
My input.
Okay, well...
And I'm glad you figured out how to phone. Because I called in the other day about to one of the DJs, and it rang and rang and rang and rang and rang and rang and rang, and nobody could answer it.
They've got a little bit of a, what would you call it? It's kind of like a, it's an obstacle course of buttons you got to push in here.
Well, in
the right order.
Someone should just post a note right there that goes, to answer the phone, press this.
Oh, there are like three of those.
Well, yeah, and I think the issue that I had is that they're now outdated.
Yeah.
The directions that I was following here, so
yeah.
I think, well, there's two versions I see now. So, yep, anyway.
It's kind of like the internet.
Well, maybe you ought to ask the geek guys to rewrite it so people can...
to make it a little more clear. That's a great idea.
You know, the problem is we just get thrown in here for 25 minutes every 2 weeks.
It's
like, oh, it's changed now. So,
yeah, but Brendan's there a lot more than that.
This is true.
Yeah,
I'm here
absolutely.
Often. Yeah. Yeah.
So
I can take that on. And, you know, it's something that I need to be a little bit more versed in and a little better practiced in because, you know, we have, of course, with the youth radio, with ASIP Youth Radio, callers call in,
right.
And kids are consistently requesting callers and asking for listeners to, you know, they're asking riddles,
make requests.
Yeah. So it's a good skill for them to have as well. So I'll figure it out. I'll get it dialed in and I'll pass it on to the next generation. That's what it's all about, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, thanks for figuring it out so we could have this conversation.
Absolutely.
I'm curious to see where it goes from here.
All right.
Thanks so much, Craig. I appreciate it.
Take care, man.
All right. See you guys.
Bye. See ya.
Wow, so much to unpack there.
I know, right?
You know, well, I was going to, you know, I was starting to answer a question. You know, you asked me what my experience was, and I basically said, well, I think first thing we need to do is we need to put up an electric fence between real mental health help and AI-based mental health help. And that's not to say that AI-based mental health help isn't potentially helpful and therapeutic. However, one of the things we talked about in our show prep is that, you know, one of the things that is a reality about AI is that AI has hallucinations. You know, I mean, anybody who has seen, you know, pictures of people with the wrong number of digits, or an appendage coming out of their forehead or, you know, whatever, those are extreme examples, but, know that AI is far from perfect.
Yeah.
And you got to take it into consideration that, you know, if you're like taking what you consider to be sage advice from a, artificial entity online, that, your mental health could be affected by those hallucinations. And, so you absolutely, you know, I mean, so much of these AI chatbots are like being like overtly marketed as a cure for loneliness, you know, and, you know, I know there are documented cases of people that were suffered from severe loneliness or isolation, and AI did help them. And it was the answer, and it's all a matter of like, okay, well, I'm still bad, but I'm not as bad as I was, you know.
Sure,
as far as flawed. I mean my morale, my morale is low, but it was even lower 2 months ago, you know.
Sure,
and because of my AI chatbot friend, you know.
Yeah, so, yeah. And I think there's a lot of information that something like an AI chatbot can, you know, it's collecting data, it's most likely pulling from strong resources, and it's reflecting that information back to you. And that could be, you know, just that alone could be really helpful for someone who's having a challenging, you know, moment, or who is in, you know, who's having a tough time. However, there is a whole other aspect of in-person connection that you just can't get from an AI chatbot.
Yep.
You can't read body cues, body language. You can't read, you know, intonation. There's just so much that's not available through that avenue. And the information alone can be really beneficial. I feel like it could exist in, you know, a multi-pronged approach for someone who's having some mental health challenges or struggles, but it shouldn't be overly relied upon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, you know, possibly coupled with a, you know, if you can, you know, find a community of underwater basket weavers, you know, as you used in your example before the show, if you can find a community, maybe have it be a hybrid solution, you know, and have the AI companion for certain things, but also try to loop yourself into an actual community of living, breathing people of similar, lifestyles, concerns, interests, so on and so forth. And, kind of pair those two things together. So,
yep.
The mental health, let's see. First of all, one of the things I wanted to touch on is, I have to credit Andrew Huberman, the Huberman Lab podcast, which is one of my go-tos. It's a zero cost for science, health science information. I think that's his tagline, right?
Huberman's great.
And one of the things that he really harps on is, and this is like goes completely in the opposite direction from Geek Speak, but I don't know if you've heard him talk about allocating at least 15 minutes a day, a half hour if you can afford it, to completely disconnect from stimulus response loop. And that's something I've really been working on because I find that, even for the first 5 to 10 minutes, I'm still waiting for that ding to come out of my phone.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for the stimulus so I can respond. And so I'm going to say 30 minutes, maybe an hour. And it doesn't even have to be meditation. It can be sitting out on your deck watching the birds or, whatever.
Sure.
But just removing all of the possible stimulus devices is very beneficial. At least it's been beneficial for me,
And myself as well, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
And not only that, you can also pair that up. Another thing he's a really big proponent of is getting a certain amount of just like direct sunlight exposure. And so you could basically kind of marry those two things together into a daily practice of getting your sunlight and your, removal from the stimulus response loop for a period of time. Because, one of the things that smartphones have absolutely dragged us into is that loop,
Oh, totally.
And when I think back to the fact that, if I was driving down the road 25 years ago and I thought I really need to call so-and-so, I had to write that down on a sticky note. And next time I got to a landline, then I'd call him.
You didn't get to sit in a state of wonder. You didn't ponder like, I wonder where Tom Petty was born. And then you like start a conversation with a person and say, hey, Dean, I was just thinking about this. Where was Tom Petty born? And, you get to build this connection around this shared question and curiosity. We've totally shortcut that.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that I was thinking about, this loops into some thoughts I had on creativity and what I understand. And, this is, I don't have any sources to quote, but a lot of creativity, comes from the state of being bored. And when you kind of exit that default mode network of stimulus response and, active problem solving, and when you really kind of give your mind time to just quiet, and then also, that's usually when those creative thoughts kind of start to circulate and crop up. And if you're consistently engaged with the stimulus response practice or consistently engaged with just taking in media and content, where's the opportunity to be bored and to generate your own thoughts and your own opinions and ideas? And I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's funny how, 30 years ago, boredom was branded as a negative emotion. And now we're like questing for it. It's like, I just want to be bored today,
Yeah.
And, I think I heard something about, a comedian say something about, I love it when you ask an adult, what did you do last Saturday? And this huge smile comes across their face and they say nothing.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
I will say that, that's not something I hear from kids all that often. I have memory of being on road trips and shouting up to you at the front being like, how much longer? I'm so bored. Yeah. I don't ever hear that from kids anymore. And I feel like the old man on the porch, but I'm like, I remember back in my day.
That's because they're on Snapchat, man.
I don't know if they're on Snapchat.
They're on TikTok.
Yes. There you go.
Well, you said something about dangerously, not necessarily dangerously, but Or I think maybe Craig said something about it. I mean, just BS information, you know? And one of the things that always makes me smile or I think about it is that back during the pandemic, there was a whole meme that came up on TikTok. And it basically said that if you want to, and it targeted towards teenage girls, as you know, so much social media is.
Yeah,
you know, going back to the original mission statement of Facebook was to create jealousy between adolescent girls.
Right.
Okay, let's not forget that. Okay, that's you know, whenever you log on to Facebook, remember that is the basically that's the ooze that it was spawned from.
Yeah,
and so and every time you swipe. Zuck gets a couple pennies, you know, and help him put some new tires on his Rolls Royce. But anyway, I digress.
No, it's important to remember that and to just really, I think the thread of all of this is discernment. And that's, I have been known to say that I think the most valuable life skill one can develop in our current climate and culture is discernment. Mm-hmm. Because you need to be able to see information and run it through your own system and go, does that feel right to me? Does that seem right? How do I feel about this?
Yep.
You know?
And then having some places where you can vet that information.
Sure.
You know, some reliable sources that, you know, I'm constantly looking for, you know, have you encountered ground news? Are you familiar with ground news?
That's funny. I just saw, I think it was a YouTube clip about ground news today. So I'm going to check it out.
It's a news aggregator. And, and it basically, it doesn't purport to say this is completely neutral news. It says it basically gives you a rating of if you are on the red side of the spectrum. I'm sorry to go red and blue, but it's easy right now. But if you're on the red side of the spectrum, you probably haven't seen this information.
Sure.
Or if you're on the blue side of the spectrum, you probably haven't seen this information. And so it kind of like, you know, piques your interest of, you know, I'm getting ready to be exposed to some information that is not in my usual infosphere, you know. But anyway, the funny story I was going to was that we had, and you may have wondered about, there was a sign up in the rock shop that said, TikTok is not a reliable source.
Right.
Do you remember what that was all about?
Oh, yeah. I do remember hearing about
that.
So
there was a TikTok meme or whole thread out there that you teenage girls, if you really want to get that guy that you're interested in, you need to go buy this rock.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's an expensive rock, you know? So, I mean, you know, it went against all the whole fiber of our capitalistic being to say, no, we're not going to sell you that, you know, $68 rock, you know, and like, so you can get that guy, you know, and we basically just had to like, cause we had this whole slew of teenage girls coming in going, wow. I'm looking for some blah, 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 you know? And we're like, okay, I know where this came from. It's like, and, so, you know, that's just an example of, you know, some really, you know, I mean, obviously somebody in the rock industry, like post started all that, right?
Somebody
owns a rock shop.
Yeah.
Somebody with no conscience that owns a rock shop.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But no, you're entirely right. That further supports, discernment and doing your own independent research. And, you know, technology now aids research. Like we were talking about, you know, I believe, and you were, referencing this as well, that, you know, using AI as kind of an aggregate to collect, you know, multiple pieces of information from multiple websites when you're doing a quick, you know, search on something can be a really helpful, you know, way to sift through things. But again, run that through your own system. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you're really bringing a level of awareness on board that is checking that against not only whether you feel it's true or not, but if that aligns with your values and who you are, you know?
Yeah. I was trying to solve a particularly pesky problem with the Microsoft Outlook last week. And, I had a customer send me a transcript of a Claude, query. Mm-hmm. And basically, if you really looked at it carefully, it was just three different restatements of exactly the same solution.
Sure.
And I'm sorry to say that a solution that doesn't work. So, And I'm like, hey, three strikes against Claude.
Yeah.
So Claude being one of the AI products out there that, you can use to, you know, search for things. And, so, you know, it's not a panacea.
No.
But I do like the way, as a technician, it aggregates data into one place for me. And I'll even say that, I mean, at a certain point, I was testing out AI chatbots, you know, AI friend. We actually had a fantasy about having two AI chatbots have a conversation on the air.
Right.
On GeekSpeak.
I remember you floating this idea past me.
Yes.
I'd still like to see that come to fruition.
Yeah.
I think that could
we'll work on it.
A good use of airtime.
I was test driving this AI chatbot, and at one point, you know, I said, I'm sorry, I'm really just frustrated right now. And the chatbot said, why are you frustrated? And I said, well, I'm trying to get the trackpad on this MacBook to work. And the AI chatbot said, have you checked the cable, the trackpad cable? And that's what it ended up being. And,
yeah.
And I never go there. Anyway.
Right.
Take us out, Brendan.
Beautiful.
This has been great.
Yeah.
We need to just get our own show.
I know. Yeah. I love having these conversations.
What are we going to call it?
On and off mic. Oh, yeah. I don't know. We'll think of something.
Under if the any, hood with Brendan and Louis Gerardo.
Yeah, there you go.
So.
If any listeners out there have a suggestion for a title, let us know.
Yeah.
All right. This has been GeekSpeak, and I want to remind you that support for KD&K comes from Louis the Computer Guy, providing PC and Mac repair, networking support, tutoring, and web design. Secure, informed, and connected, Louis will pick up and deliver your hardware. More information at 970-948-7992. And hey, if you're not sick of my voice, tune into my radio show tomorrow, Heavy Rotation, every other Tuesday from 2 to 4, where I'll be playing all sorts of new, fun music. And yeah, thanks for hanging out.